Jason, you look at the totality of what Denver's done this year on offense, and then, you know, juxtapose it with the way you guys have played defensively the last 5 weeks. How daunting is that? I mean, I know this is, you said every week, these are the challenges that you want. You really can convince yourself and your team of that?
Sure. You have to. Okay, they've had one of the best offensive years, you know, in the history of the NFL. And there's some things that we look at from our film, and we say we can do that better. And there's certain things that we've done well against teams that do that, and that's what we need to focus on. We need to focus on doing our job and controlling the pocket the way we have in certain games and limiting explosive plays. We did limit explosive plays in that first game, and if we take advantage of more opportunities, we'll be in better shape as that game progresses.
Has it been difficult keeping the players locked in this week, or is that not an issue at all?
These guys are professionals. The guys are professionals. And they came out and worked whenever DA set the practice. So they came out and worked for these 2 days. They want to play against this team better than they did the first time. And they know that this is their last taste of football for this year, for 2013. So being a professional, and they want to leave something to remember them by. And that's what I'm excited about. So they had a good day talking. They had a good day playing. There isn't any, you know, when you're a pro, you sign up for 16 games. And if you play well enough, you get more than that. You get a ticket to the dance. So we didn't punch that one. But that doesn't mean the guys aren't going to come out and play the way that they can and will and should.
You've got seven guys on, I believe seven, on expiring contracts. And you started this season with 10 new starters. I'm sure you don't want to have to go through something like that for a second year. How important is it just to try to keep some level of continuity on this defense, building forward?
Well, number one, every year is a new year in football, in life, in the NFL. So there's going to be change. We can control some of that change by signing the guys that we like at the Oakland Raiders. We can't control everything, of course.
Right.
But going forward, you hear a lot from me. Turn bad into good, good into great. We've turned bad into okay. We're still up and down a little bit this year. And you guys have pointed out, you know, weekly the different reasons. You know, depth, okay, tackling, some of those things. We obviously have to tackle this team better than we did the first time. But we've turned it into okay. We play, for the most part, played pretty darn good run defense all year. You know, we've affected quarterbacks. And, of course, this one's the hardest one to affect. But we've done some of those things. So the guys that are here that can do and have learned the system and hopefully play well this week, we'd like to keep some of those guys. Who they all are right now, you know, that's up to Reggie and Dennis and the organization. But we expect them to play well this week. They got a lot riding on the table, too. They got a great opportunity.
You guys have six sacks in the last four games. What jumps out on film to you when you look at your pass rush, the pressure you guys get on the quarterback?
We're getting pressure on the quarterback. We're not able to get him down. Tennessee's guy was running for his life. I mean, you watch the film, there's pressure back there. There's pressure on Rivers most of the day. Okay, but some of you wrote about that. Some of the guys, Pat Sims, the last few weeks has done a much better job rushing by. He has two sacks in 2 weeks. You know, and it isn't always sacks, especially with this team. This team has the fewest sacks. You have to find a way to affect him, and he's special at how he can get rid of the ball and move. So it's affecting quarterback that makes the difference. And the sack numbers are going to go up and down as you go through a season. That's why you play 16. It even had to look at Kansas City's numbers. That's a good example. Their sacks have come down. They're still hitting quarterbacks, but their sacks have come down. So the actual sack numbers are going to go up and down by game. Well, we got to do a better job of getting them on the ground when we get the opportunity. So the as long as the consistent pressure's there, there's been a few games where there hasn't been enough pressure. But for the most part, there's been pressure on the quarterbacks this year.
What's been getting into Pat the last 3 weeks? He seems to have really turned a corner. What is it about his play that has made him so effective?
I think he's done a good job of focusing in, and I hope he does it this week and continues. He's becoming a little bit more of the wrecking ball that we thought he could be. and really rolling off and using his hands and being consistent with his hands and knocking people back. And he's so big and strong that when he just sets his mind and does the call right, he can be really, really good. So, again, expecting that out of him this week, and I think he'll play well. And that's good for him in the future.
So. Do you ever kind of scratch your head and be – I'm sorry. Ever kind of scratch your head and be like, why couldn't we have that for 16? You know, that same kind of –
Sure, but that's why you coach and you play. That's why players need coaches and coaches need players. We just got to keep working our process and getting better at all times. He's gotten better, so that's good.
Coming upon the end of the season, it's pretty obvious the first half of the season the defense was extraordinary, and then they kind of slided the second half. And talking to the guys, they're saying, you know, every person has to be on time, what you've said, and, you know, follow through on what they're doing. What do you do or say this week going against a team like Denver to really get their mindset back where it was in the beginning of the season?
Well,
coming off
first, their mindset is the same, mm-hmm. Okay, because they're professionals and every week's a new week. That's one thing. Okay, you have to approach this game the same regardless of what's happening to you, win, loss, whatever. And that's what is still an ongoing process in this organization. That's where the Raiders need to improve their consistency as we go forward. So that's what we're stressing, one. But the guys do that in the defensive room. So what do we show them? We show them certain things. There's certain plays that Denver and San Diego run the same plays. So anything that hurt us in the San Diego game, we need to have fixed. So this morning, we showed some third downs and some other plays to the defense and said, okay, guys, what's going to happen here? Well, I remember the play, coach. All right, how do we fix this? All right, so let's make sure we do this when Denver lines up like that. That's the biggest thing you have to fix, win, loss, tie, anything. Is in the NFL, you have to fix your problems weekly because it's out there. It's on film, and they know it too. That's the biggest thing that has to go on. And the learning curve is – the learning curve for players that haven't started for 16 games is, whether it's week 8, 10, 12, whatever it is, you got to fix your problems weekly, and you can't get bored with that process. You have to focus and get that done because they see it, and they're going to exploit it if you don't because they're the best in the world. So that's where we have to go. We've done a good job of that at certain times of this year, and we actually did a better job of that last week at San Diego. We fixed some of those problems. They tried some things, and it didn't work. They had to go to the next play.
Scott, you forced San Diego to kick field goals 4 times. Denver's so prolific at getting in the end zone. Is that something you look to do again? I mean, if Prater's out there a lot, is that a better day for you guys?
Oh, yeah. What you can't control where they get the ball. Mm-hmm. You can only control what you do after that point. And there's been games, as you go through this season, where we've been exceptional at forcing field goals in the red zone, Houston and a whole bunch of others. And then there's been games where we got to do a better job of getting the guy on the ground, run and pass game, in the red zone or on our side of the 50. And most of that just comes from focus and doing our job. We did a better job of that last week, and there's even the touchdown in the second half. We can do a better job on that play. And we know how to do that, and that's one we'll show them tomorrow and fix. So, we of course, you want to hold them to field goals, because if you hold them to a field goal, then you got a chance of blocking the field goal. So that's all you can control on defense.
Manning's had a record season. Anything you've seen that surprised you or things he's done this year better than in the past? Or what have been your take on watching him in film this year?
Anytime he's able to grow with his offense, both when he was with his first team and with this team, he's just so demanding at getting those guys in the right spots. And that's what you see. There's more balls thrown before the guys are out of breaks. There's more times where they can really communicate and get it done. And they're exceptional at how well they work together and how well they can go. He can take them to the next play, meaning first this play comes out, he throws it complete, then the next play, it's the exact same play, but somebody's running a double move, and now he's gone. And that's what they do so well. I mean, they just keep attacking and changing things. And he's been the best at that for a long time. So as a defense, you need to keep executing, and then you need to know where he's going to go and change the call and use your rules through those calls, and it's easier said than done because he's on the ball so fast. So I think our guys, through the 2 San Diego games after the Denver game, have learned how to handle this offense a little bit better. This is, as you guys have heard me say, this is where the league's going. It's only going to get faster. So on defense, you got to learn how to communicate faster and get it done. And that's what the good defenses are going to do in the future of this thing. So, and we've gotten better at those teams as we play. First time Denver, first time Philly, not as good. San Diego, the two games, a little bit better. Same type of offense.
I'm sure you're never going to be satisfied, Jason, but have you seen enough progress throughout from week one through now in terms of the guys getting it on defense and what you guys are putting out there on the field every week and the results you're getting?
I think I would say this on the progress. I like the question. I would say this. There's going to be up and downs as you go through the year. I think certain players have been able to handle it and be consistent. I think some of the other ones have learned and shown the ability to work through pain and things like that that maybe they haven't experienced before. I think that there's definitely some things that have shown, you know, on Scott's question of how who you want to keep and who you don't going forward. And I think the biggest thing that it shows is if you don't stick with a process in this league, the teams that win have a process from building personnel and working up forward. Okay, the hand that the Oakland Raiders were handed when we stepped into this building was one where we couldn't make a lot of moves. And the moves that were made by this organization had to be made. And as you look at the progress and process, you knew through this little window that there was going to be some dramatic up and downs. Not an established quarterback, I mean, et cetera, right? On defense, 10 new starters, whatever the case may be. But the biggest point is, if you don't have a process and you don't stick with something, you may get one little year blip, and then you'll go right back down. So we're right here with the ability to go wherever we want to, take the Denver game, see who plays well. We can go anywhere we want to. Let's go up from here, because now we can. Before that, there was going to be up and downs. That's how I would summarize it is you knew because there was too many unknowns. But a lot of those unknowns have become knowns, and that's a good thing.
From the outside? Knowing all that, then, do you feel like you need to put something signature on the field to ensure that continuity going forward next year for this staff?
I would say this. I mean, what we've been able to do and what a good staff does is put players in a position to make a play. That's our job. To put players in position to make a play to the best of our ability. For the most part, we've gotten that done. Is there a signature moment? I mean, this is an exceptional football team. You hear me talk about the challenges, all those things. I mean, field's still 100 yards, right? Like Hoosiers. We can go measure the field if you want. Let's go. I mean, let's roll the ball out and see who wants to step up, who wants to play. Is there going to be a signature? I don't know. I'm excited to play the game. I'm excited to watch these guys play. I know they'll play it better because now they know the pace than the first time they played. So, I don't know. That is an answer. I don't know is an answer, especially early in the week. By the time you get to game day, it's not an answer.
Talk about the ups and downs. But from the outside looking in theory, shouldn't, after 17 weeks of the system and with the defense now and the whole team healthier than it's been for the entire season, shouldn't you be at your very best right now as opposed to maybe when it seemed like you were better earlier in the season?
I mean, these guys have played a lot of snaps, and some of them have played way more than they ever have. So you would hope that they've learned from their mistakes, yes. Mm-hmm. And especially the last time we played them, things we can do better. There's things that happened in that game where now the guys look back and go, oh, that was silly. Why did I do that? So you would hope that improves. And should it? Sure. I mean, some of the things, but they're good. They're going to do something new, especially that quarterback. He's going to have something.
Plus the attrition factor of a season.
Yeah, so plus your attrition factor. I mean, I wouldn't make it any more than it is. I mean, we talk process. We talk those things. This is a game. This is a Week 17 game. We want to see everybody play, and let's put our best foot forward. But I would expect, you know, the right kind of effort, the right kind of communication, the right kind of thing from these guys, and I'd expect them to work together and play hard and keep the top on the coverage like we talk about, and we'll go from there.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Jason. Sure.